And I'm joined right now by good friend, community leader, businessman, and one of my personal Christian men heroes, a guy I look up to, Dave Meyer. Welcome to the show, Dave. And
hey, Clint.
I know the
Glad
rest
to be
of,
here.
I know the rest of your team has been out working their tails off, and some of them are on their way here, and hopefully we'll have a chance to have them visit with us as well when they get here. But in the meantime, I have been looking at just one of the emails that SaveNebraskaChildren.com, among other people, have put out. And let kids be kids. The Omaha Public School Board meeting at the OPS TAC building, 3215 Cummings Street, tonight, January 4th at 5:30. And we are going to save Nebraska children. I see our good friend Maris just got here. Maris, welcome to the show. And we'll let you guys introduce each other as we just introduced Dave. But I'm sitting here looking at a picture of a young kid trying to put a piece of latex something on a piece of produce. And the question above it says, is this appropriate for eighth graders? The Omaha Public School Board says yes. Dave, what do you say?
Well, I think hopefully most parents would say no. What you have there is a picture that is a representation of one of the demonstrations that was conducted at the UNO sex conference that Omaha Public Schools, together with Planned Parenthood and the Omaha Women's Fund, held on October 30th. So
that's the so-called sex camps, as we've referred to them, right?
Yeah, it was a teen empowerment conference that later was defined to be a let's get real about sex training conference. And that isn't a new subject to OPS. They had done similar, probably not of the same magnitude, but similar get real presentations by the same OPS administrator in the prior school year at other high schools.
Why don't you introduce Maris as well? She just walked in. She's been busy all day long working on this, and she came in, and you'll be leaving here in a little while, and you'll go down to the administration facility on 32nd coming, and you'll be working some more tonight. Dave, would you introduce Maris? And Maris, welcome to the show as well.
Yeah, my privilege. And her name is Maris Bentley. She's a dear colleague on our SOS squad, Sex Out of School squad, that's one of the committees that we work on within Nebraskans for Founders Values. She's a dear educator, a retired educator, a wealth of information and background in teaching and in master's in counseling, and she's been in the trench with the very issues that are before us and before the school board. So welcome, Maris. Glad to have you.
Thank you. I'm very grateful to be here and to be alerting the community of Omaha about comprehensive sex education and this movement forward to just inundate our children with this kind of information. And as I'm going to say tonight to the OPS board members and administrators, that I'm really just horrified by the content of this comprehensive sex education. I was in education for many years and retired about 3 years ago, and I have not seen anything like this. And I truly, truly believe that there are many parents, and I'm just guessing there must be quite a few members of that school board here, of OPS school board, who really do not know the content of this. Otherwise, how could they believe that this would be good for children? So that's what part of my message is going to be when I speak to the school board tonight.
And that'll take place, and that will be, the board has put all kinds of conditions and what I feel are almost like roadblocks or obstacles to even getting to be able to speak publicly about this, haven't they, Maris and Dave?
Well, yes, and we saw that particularly at the community forum in October. It was supposed to be a forum to gather input from the community, but the community did not even have a chance to ask questions, to speak, to have their input heard. So we want to take this opportunity at these school board meetings, and we encourage parents, grandparents, concerned citizens to show up tonight. The meeting starts at 6:30. If you want to testify, you need to be there no later than 6 p.m. In order to be able to fill out the paperwork and to do that. And we're hopeful that a lot of people will show up to make their voices heard and to speak out against this travesty of indoctrination that they're labeling education.
Probably the biggest challenge here, Clint, I mean, Omaha World Herald did a really nice spread over the weekend on Sunday.
Yes.
For the Omaha Women's Fund, and they do some good things in the community. And what they're doing in the human sex trafficking arena, I mean, I applaud that. And they summarized kind of the results of some of the survey work that OPS had done, and you know, their statement here, 93% of OPS parents want comprehensive sex ed. So they're asking, why is there a debate? But the real issue is not so much that maybe we need to have the curriculum updated. Everybody involved agrees that the students need to be taught something about, you know, the sexual arena. Now, we can debate whether it should be parent-led or whether it should be teacher-led or whatever, but they need to get educated, certainly, okay? But this is all about a little bit of smoke and mirrors. I mean, we went through within a four-day time frame before the last community forum. We got four different signals on whether they were going to use the curriculum that they had told our team they were going to when denying that they had anything to do with the curriculum, to the superintendent stating they hadn't even looked at curriculum, to the assistant superintendent stating, no, we did. In fact, you know, the Omaha Women's Fund recommended this flash curriculum, to then backpedaling that same night with another administrator. Well, we're not sure. Yeah, we think we're going to use that one, but we don't know how much of it we're going to use. But that was literally between Sunday and Tuesday night. So, and that was after they had publicly, together with the Omaha Women's Fund, before the school year even started, laid out a message to several North Omaha pastors, together with the Omaha Women's Fund and representation from the Nebraska Department of Education Board, that, hey, this curriculum, this flash curriculum, is the best alternative we'd looked at. So what's my point? I mean, while they're not really being fully disclosed here, they haven't even shown any of the curriculum because they say, well, we're not ready to do that. And yet they're a well down the path, it sounds like, of making decisions relative to that. And the parents are in the dark. And now they, you know, so you've got the parents that have are saying, well, we want an update to the curriculum, but they haven't seen the curriculum. I mean, as an example, this is a real simple example. Well, I think all of us would say, well, yeah, we want our kids to be aware that, you know, there's ways to prevent getting pregnant, okay? Well, the curriculum that they've been pushing actually teaches 17 forms of contraception, and in addition, explains to the middle schoolers and high schoolers how you can have access to those 17 forms without mom and dad knowing. Now the standard says we want to make our kids aware of ways to avoid, you know, getting pregnant, okay? Well, that's what the actual lesson plan does. So there's a little bit of disconnect. I don't think parents would buy in. You're going to teach my kids 17 ways?
Would 18 be abstinence? Is that in there anywhere?
Because
I was an abstainer.
So anyway, so that's the issue. They're not really disclosing. And, you know, they had the opportunity in October to give the parents a chance to speak. And obviously they were overwhelmed. I'll give them a break. You know, they didn't know how to handle that. You know, when you get 1,900 people show up,
right?
You know, that's overwhelming. But since then, they really haven't had any community forums. Now they have a board meeting tonight in which the standards are going to be presented. And they've already laid out a timeline that they'll talk about tonight, that next month, all in 1 month, they're going to select the curriculum criteria materials, actually make a selection of the curricula. They're going to start a pilot with the kids. And, by the way, and they are going to, you know, I guess talk to the parents. They're going to do all that next month. And to my knowledge, I don't see anything on there that says anything about bringing the curriculum to the board before they would start doing a pilot. And And I don't see them having an open forum or even a chance for parents to come into the libraries or whatever and see the actual curriculum. So once again, they're asking parents, yeah, we got your best interest in mind. Well, that sex camp.
Yeah. I think Ronald Reagan says his biggest nightmare was a knock on the door where somebody says, I'm from the government, I'm here to help you. The time is 4:01. We're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, Morris, I'd like to ask you, because you're a veteran teacher and educator in the Omaha system and the evolution, pardon that use of that word, of all this, I'd like to find out from you where this started, where it's going, and where is the truth in all this? It sounds a little like Nancy Pelosi announcing that in order to understand Obamacare, we're going to have to pass the bill so we can read it. We're here at Bellows Unplugged, KCROA, FM and AM, 660, 94.5. Morris and Dave are with us, two great citizens. We'll be back to talk about the school board meeting tonight and comprehensive sex education in just a moment.
Saddle up your horses.
Stephen Curtis Chapman will be in Omaha on February 18th with Amy Grant. These are two of my all-time favorite Christian performers. They're on one stage. I'm amazed at the job our Larry does here, putting these things together. Unbelievable. You know, we had the Gaither Brothers vocal band back in, what, October, Nick, and that was a fabulous show. We've had others since then, of course. But back to the problem at hand. I'm going to ask you, Morris. I'm with Morris, and I'm with my good friend Dave Meyer. Community leaders and concerned about our kids. Morris, a lifelong educator in Broken Bow, Nebraska, and some other great places out where a lot of real people live. Morris, what's the motivation for this? Why are these people so fired up to teach little kids how to put latex on bananas? Why do little people have to know 18 methods of birth control? Shouldn't they be focused on reading, writing, arithmetic, you know, other kinds of social studies? What am I missing?
Well, that's a good question, Clint. It baffled me, too, and frankly, it still does as I look at this material. But in the research I've done, the roots of this go back to the 40s and 50s, and I don't know if you remember, Clint, hearing about or reading about Alfred Kinsey.
Sure.
And the sexual research.
I went to Indiana University grad school.
Oh, you did.
I know the Kinsey Sex Institute. And
yes.
There's some seriously deranged things happening there, probably still today. Sorry to.
Yes,
sorry.
That's exactly right. And,
right.
And this was deviant sexual behavior that was foisted on the American public as if this is normal sexual behavior. And when you really look at it's horrifying at the way this research was conducted. Kinsey should have been arrested and charged with criminal behavior because he experimented on infants and children. And so the roots of this really go back to the Kinsey philosophy, because the Kinsey philosophy, from what I've discovered, is the same philosophy of comprehensive sex education. And that philosophy is that children are sexual, and they have a right to sex relations at any age without any regulation or restriction from the state or from their parents, and, of course, devoid of any ideas of traditional morality. That, in a nutshell, is the Kinsey philosophy, which is the comprehensive sex education philosophy. And when you look at this material, you see that throughout every grade level, really. You know, there's this great big push that, oh, well, this is non-judgmental, you know, it's not biased. Well, it's biased in the fact that they even want to present this information to children at these different ages.
There's a certain serious biasness, if you'll ask me, to interjecting this into a young person. We're talking, what, 7 years old up? Have I got the ages right, or am I being dramatic?
Well, no, the goal is K through 12. Comprehensive sex education at all grade levels. And in this curriculum that we purchased and I went through page by page, at the very young level, K through 4, they have the children questioning their gender identity. and asking them questions about, well, if you could be born again, what gender would you choose? I mean, indoctrinating their young minds with this idea that of gender fluidity. It's just, it's insanity is what it is.
It really is. It's from the pits of Hades, as they say. I had a hard enough time with chocolate milk and graham crackers and a nap in the afternoon at that age. I can't believe that there are people this committed to pushing this kind of view on kindergartners. And that's what you're telling me is happening. And that, to me, Dave Meyer, what's your take on all this? I mean, is the battle lost here? Obviously, looks to me like they're doing an Obama Friday afternoon press dump, okay, where they know nobody's going to cover it over the weekend. They're doing this on January 4th. People are just getting back to work. They're not even awake after the holidays yet. Boom, let's hit them with this before anybody knows we're doing it.
Yes.
Well, in answer to your question, no, this isn't a lost cause. We all know who the victory is and who's going to win in the end. But this is one of those battles that we have the privilege to defend and fight while we're still here. You know, and I think one of the real challenges, and nobody wants to talk about this stuff, but this is the real reality. I mean, when they had this sex conference, you know, they kind of said, well, we had no idea. I mean, many of us went and met with the three highest officials in OPS after that to give them the benefit of the doubt. And no one, you know, basically it was, well, we had no idea. It was, you know, yeah, we did know there was something going on, but we had no idea what was going on, okay? Well, I find that really hard to believe, because when you back up and see who the players were that are involved, you know, the driving force behind a lot of this is the Adolescent Health Initiative that's headed up by, you know, the Omaha Women's Fund. And again, they are doing some good things for the community. But in this particular aspect, okay, they are pushing, and they have several partners. You know, they have the Douglas County Health. They have the Nebraska Children's Home Society. They have Planned Parenthood, they have the Med Center, they have Methodist Health Systems, a lot of these organizations. Well, those organizations were involved at UNO at the sex camp, and I'm not making stuff up. I mean, this is stuff the assistant superintendent stated in the Omaha World Herald on November 28th. Okay, well, those are the same people that are also a part of the Omaha Women's Fund Health Initiative, which is driving, you know, brought the protocol for the WISE curriculum protocol that they're using, which was started and funded by Planned Parenthood advocates, the Grove Foundation, that gave money to the state. It's all an entangled little web here. And so I don't know how you can say you didn't know what was going on when your players that are guiding you on what to do were the very ones that were a part of that activity. So it's like, and then you talk, you know, you go back to what I shared with the miscommunications on whether this curriculum is in or out, and have we looked at any or have we not? I mean, it's all this miscommunication, smoke and mirrors, so that they can push their agenda. And when you realize that the Omaha Women's Fund is run by a prior Planned Parenthood executive here in the heartland, they've given money to Planned Parenthood. You know, we all know about the things Planned Parenthood is doing. Well, Planned Parenthood has admitted, Morris mentioned, that one of their primary national goals is to mandate this type of curriculum K-12 across the country. And so, you know, Nebraska's kind of catching up with the coast. But that's exactly what's going on. So they've got their minions through these organizations that OPS can say, well, I didn't have anything to do with that. Well, but you're in partnership with all the players that were involved.
I guess I was of the impression that Omaha didn't coast somehow. I heard that somewhere. You know, I'll just say some things. Brad Ashford's a friend of mine. I respect him, and I like a lot of the things he's done. He, along with Paul Ryan and a bunch of Republicans, I'm not a Republican anymore. I don't know anybody of conscience that could be a member of any party anymore. They have voted to continue funding of Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
Which, among other things, is the largest provider of abortion services not just in the United States, in the world. Right. And there's no sense of irony with any of these people that they are the ones that are injecting the whole subject of sex and sexual activity right. and sexual questioning and gender fluidity, as Mara says, mm-hmm. on seven-year-olds, folks.
Yes.
The whole subject is so fraught with emotion and risk and health issues and so forth. Why in the world are we doing this? And this is not a democratic process. Forgive me for getting on my soapbox for a minute. These folks that are on Bellows Unplugged today at 660 AM, 94.5 FM, KCRO, we need to get those call letters in a little more often than I've been doing it. They are the real deal. They are standing with their finger in the dike trying to hold back this flood of filth. Any questions? 402-344-0660 times 415. We're going to come back, and I've got a couple of observations and questions for Morris and for Dave when we return to talk about this very controversial topic in the Omaha Public School Board meeting tonight, comprehensive sex education. Back in a moment. That is the Mike Curb congregation singing the theme song from the Clint Eastwood film of the late 1970s, Kelly's Heroes. And Mike Curb, friend of mine in California, former lieutenant governor, a guy that told me to get into radio about 25 years ago. I'm a slow learner. Mike, here's to you. You're a great American. I'm sitting with a couple of other ones by the name of Morris and Dave, and they are two of your fellow citizens who at great personal, emotional energy and expense have gone and have taken on the cause of keeping your kids from being fed a line of filth at a very early age in the Omaha public schools. Morris, would you share with us some of the highlights of what you're going to say tonight at the board meeting?
Okay. Thank you, Clint. Well, I've shared some parts of what I'm going to talk about because when OPS talks about the need for this so-called comprehensive sex education, they keep telling us, well, this is information that needs to be given to children, that it's unbiased, that it's age-appropriate, and that it's medically accurate, all of which are just bogus claims. I've already mentioned this is not unbiased. It is not unbiased. This is an ideology that's being pushed on all of us through our children right now. And we have to protect these children. And so, no, this is not unbiased. It's not unbiased to cause a fourth grade student to question their gender identity. It's not unbiased to give information to middle school students about anal sex acts. I don't call that unbiased. Age appropriate?
You've unhealthy, got to, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. And age appropriate? You've got to be kidding me. According to whose standards? Maybe Planned Parenthood standards, yeah. Maybe the Kinsey Institute standards.
Boy, now that's an oxymoron if I've ever heard one. That's like jumbo shrimp.
Standards,
Planned
yeah.
Parenthood standards.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you, Morris.
No, I agree. So age appropriate is a bogus claim also. And then they even say, well, this is medically accurate. And, you know, no, it is not even medically accurate. You know, when I examined it in detail, there's a lot of information that's missing. And again, I can only surmise that it's due to the ideological agenda that is behind this comprehensive sex education. And let me give you one example. We have known for decades now from research in the area of neuroscience that the human brain, specifically the prefrontal cortex, which is the center for critical thinking and decision-making, isn't fully developed until people are in their 20s. And I remember learning that as a counselor 15 to 20 years ago.
Right. Mine is still developing. And I'm in my early something else's. By the way, we've got a caller that's been holding, Morris.
Okay,
he's got
all right.
a question for you.
All right.
Dylan, my good friend, you are on the line. Thank you for your calling today.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm fine, my friend. How are you?
Good.
Go ahead.
I think it's really wrong that what they're trying to teach our kids, the kids in high school. I think it's wrong.
It's wrong, isn't it?
It is wrong.
It is.
So, Dylan, what do you think? What do you think the school board should do? They should vote this down.
Yes, they should.
Well, listen, I appreciate your taking the time to call me today, Dylan, and registering your opinion, and look forward to talking to you soon. Look forward to seeing you for lunch one of these days soon, sir.
Hey, sounds good.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Dylan. And
you're welcome.
Exactly right. I mean, in a nutshell, this is just plain wrong. And the fact that so many people can't see that just baffles my mind. All I conclude is that they must just be ignorant. They must not really know. And I didn't know until fairly recently when I started looking into this content of comprehensive sex education, what it exactly consists of. And so that's what our group is trying to do, is to let the Omaha community, let the state of Nebraska know what comprehensive sex education actually is. Because when you do know that, the majority of people reject it.
Well, Morris, one of the things that strikes me as well, and I'm new to this, you've been at it for a long time, fighting the good fight on behalf of so many of us who haven't taken the time that you've taken. And I know you've been before the unicameral, you've talked to many people in the legislature. It would seem to me, from a layman's point of view, that there should be specific parental notices well in advance of any of these things being taught to these children so that they, in fact, can opt their children out of these particular classes or sessions or camps or whatever it is. And I know that will cause those kids to be embarrassed. It will hold them up to ridicule from their fellow students that are cheerfully going down the road with this. But shouldn't law and shouldn't the Omaha public school system be more concerned about giving the parents the ability to make the choices necessary for their children?
Yes, exactly. And where is the transparency? Why are parents not being informed and the citizens of Omaha being informed about the actual content? At first, OPS was saying they were going to use the FLASH, Family Life and Sexual Health curriculum, the one our group purchased, the one I went through page by page and was horrified by its contents. Well, now they're backpedaling. Well, now they don't really know what curriculum they're going to use, yet they still want to move ahead with standards. They want to move ahead with this whole initiative without really letting the public know what this content consists of.
Morris, let's call it out. What are they doing?
Well, you tell me, Clint. I don't know.
I basically see this as what I would call a big rock. I see this as governmental intrusion in the private lives of the American family and its children. I see this as one more attempt to bring about a method of control of children and of reproductive rights and of sexual health, and one more way to get their hand into your pocket and into your family's lives.
Yeah, it's the nanny state. You know, they want to take the children now practically from birth and take them away from the parents and educate them in the ways they see fit, because parents are apparently, they believe, really stupid and don't know how to do a good job anyway. And really, you know, that's the message I keep hearing. When I was in Lincoln testifying against this down at the unicameral, I was just overwhelmed by, wow, all these people think that they just have such a negative view of parents, that parents aren't doing their job. Parents aren't educated enough to be able to provide sex education to their own children. Therefore, we, the highly educated elites, must do it for them. That's the basic mentality that I see at play here.
Well, you know, Morris Bentley is doing a great job of trying to educate us in a very expedient way tonight, because this board meeting takes place in a couple of hours. We certainly hope that it has motivated some of you, particularly those of you with children, with grandchildren, that are being affected by this, to go to 3215 Cumming Street, the old Tech High building, which is now populated by 500,000 administrators that we probably don't need, with the Omaha Public Schools. Pardon my bias, but I don't think we're doing such a great job of teaching basics from everything I can see. I know the kids apparently score pretty well in some state and federally given tests, Maris, but frankly, we could do a lot more with basic skills and with teaching people how to live in the world with their clothes on.
Exactly. I totally agree that in education, we need to spend more time focusing on the basics of what these children need to know as they move into adult life.
As an educator, Morris, how do they train the teachers who are going to teach this stuff? What is the curriculum for training so that you can tell me how to put a condom on a banana properly?
Well, you know, I'm still discovering more and more. I actually watched a short video last night online that describes, again, the roots of this in the Kinsey Institute. And the Kinsey Institute is still alive and well.
Yeah.
And a lot of those sexperts that we have in the country were trained through the methodology of the Kinsey Institute.
Marvelous.
Yes.
The Kinsey Institute, for those of you who aren't aware of it, it resides in the graduate halls at the Indiana University in Bloomington. It's also, I believe, the world's largest collection of printed pornography and birth control devices and other various bizarre things. And I learned about that when I was in graduate school at Indiana U many years ago. I just don't even know how to put my arms around all of this. I have to thank you very much again, Morris, for being in. Dave Meyer, John Dockery, the rest of people on your team. Give our listeners, if you would, instructions on where they need to be tonight if they wish to participate again, if you would, please.
Well, again, I just ask you, concerned citizens, parents, grandparents, please come to the OPS school board meeting tonight. The meeting starts at 6:30, urging you to get there by 6 o'clock, and particularly if you plan to testify. You don't have to do that. Just come and show up. That will, again, make a big statement to OPS that, again, there are people in the community who are concerned and who are opposed to this, and that we're going to keep pushing back. And it's at the TAC building.
Yes.
At, I think the address is 3215 Cumming Street.
Yes.
And
there is parking adjacent, I believe.
Yes.
Right? So it's logistically, it's not as impossible.
No,
it's a cold night and it'll be dark, but there'll be police protection there. There'll be a lot of people there. You can feel, I think, reasonably safe going down and take advantage. And
yes.
Be part
and
of
there's
the
a well-lit parking lot, too, right there by the TAC building. That's where I have parked when I've been there.
Morris, thank you for some well-lit wisdom on the subject and for your leadership and for your courage.
Well, thank you, Clinton.
I sincerely believe in what you're doing, and I hope perhaps later in the week you'll call in or we can have you back on and you can tell us what happened.
Okay, I'd be glad to do that.
Morris Bentley talking about the Omaha Public Schools Comprehensive Sex Education Fiasco, which will be discussed tonight at 3215 Cumming Street at 6:30. Try to get there as soon as you can. Thank you again, ma'am, for being on the show today.
Thank you, Clint.
This is Bellows Unplugged. The time is 4:28. We're going to switch gears and come back and talk a little bit about Middle Eastern foreign policy with Mark Christian from the Global Faith Institute when we return on Bellows Unplugged.